In Drammen, Norway, warmth is brought into its nearly 60,000 residents with this. And at NOAA's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Juneau, the building has kept a toasty 70 degrees the same way, using a seawater heat pump system. John Cooper is the facilities manager here, and he's proud that the building has been kept warm this way since 2011. With the price of fuel today, he thinks it would cost around $180,000 a year to heat the building.
With electricity, we're using about $36,000 a year to heat this facility.
The seawater used in the building's marine lab, the same water that holds starfish and sea cucumbers, gets cycled to the basement, and that's where the magic happens. Kind of like your refrigerator at home, that same technology is used here, but in reverse. The back of your fridge feels warm because that's heat that's been transferred away from the inside.
So if I stuck my hand in the gas new channel and to the touch it feels cold, actually, is it fair to say there's heat circulating in that water?
There absolutely is heat circulating in that water. I've got two pipes right here. One of those pipes is before the heat is extracted from it, and one of the pipes is after the heat is extracted from it, and you can feel a difference.
So imagine taking this idea, and like Norway and Iceland, duplicating it on a larger scale.
Well, the district heating has actually been a Juneau idea for the last 20 years, and we're just taking it to another level.
That's Duff Mitchell, the managing director of Juneau Hydropower. He claims the advancement of district heating is to heat
what LED lights are to lighting.
His plan is to build a hydro facility at Sweetheart Lake, south of Juneau, that will generate enough electricity for the project. Seawater would be pumped in from the Gastineau Channel. It would have to be around 37 degrees to work efficiently. From there, the heat would be extracted, and a closed-loop water system would circulate the warmth through pipes around the city. He says places like the Federal Building, Swimming Pool, and Capitol Complex would be heated with the technology. High-density areas work best.
So we would spiderweb out downtown first, and then we're looking at the future. There's enough product or heat availability out of the Gastineau Channel to do Douglas.
Keith Comstock, the company's president, says 78% of people in Juneau use oil to heat their homes. Converting to district heating would be relatively simple.
Because basically they can leave their existing systems in place, and right now they basically burn oil, which then heats water, which then is distributed around. And so basically, we'll bring them a valve to their house where basically instead of getting hot water from their boiler, they can get hot water from the district heat system.
To be clear, the water itself won't come from the district heat system. The heat will. Comstock and Mitchell say their plans are sustainable and minimize the impact to fisheries. But you're probably wondering, who's going to pay for it and how much is it going to cost? Comstock says so far, private local funders have invested. It's about $125 million for the hydro project, $25 million for the district heating. And that's not all.
The way to think about this for folks on the radio is, building a project like this or owning a project like this is kind of like, buying a house in a traditional model. If you have the ability to pay your mortgage, somebody will loan you money, but you're going to have to come up with a down payment.
HB 143, which recently passed the House, could help. If the entire legislature passes it, Juneau Hydropower may be eligible for up to $120 million in low-interest loans from a state-backed corporation. And for the remaining expense, Mitchell says they want to negotiate with the U.S. Department of Energy for more loans, not grants.
We've taken the approach that, it should be the old-fashioned American way. You come up with a good product. If you can borrow the money and make a business model, by golly, you should pay it back. And so, especially with the financial times our state has and with others, I think it would be imprudent for anyone to be asking for monies that would otherwise go to our schools or other things.
All right, so this is the boiler room?
This is the boiler room.
Back at the Ted Stevens Research Institute, John Cooper is showing me the two boilers that once burned 200 gallons of fuel a day. They're now backups. The room is used mostly for storage. And the space is pretty quiet.
This is the sound of progress. And I have a 10,000-gallon fuel tank out in the parking lot that stays full. It's got some stale fuel in it.
Although Cooper gets to enjoy the seawater heat pump system at work, Juneau Hydropower's plans don't extend to his home in the valley. The company plans to break ground this summer, and they would like to be delivering heat by 2018. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.